Offices of the Chief of State, Coruscant.
Jedi Solo, came Dorvan's bland voice. This is an unexpected surprise. I hope it's a pleasant one. She turned toward him, smiling.
Possibly not, but I promise it's not a disaster either.
That is more assurance than I get most mornings, he said. He removed Pocket from his coat and placed her in her small nest on his desk. Leia reached out a finger and patted the little creature, who sniffed at her, then closed her eyes to enjoy the caress.
Calf?
Please, Leia said. I hope it was all right for Desha to show me into your office.
Perfectly, Dorvan said, pouring a cup for each of them. My door is always open to you. In fact, my position is open to you, if you'd take it. He lifted an eyebrow in mock hopefulness as he gave her the cup. Leia smiled, accepting the calf and giving Pocket one last pat.
No, I've had my stint. That's actually what I came to discuss with you. I hope that I've been of some help with the transition of government. I might be of more, but in a different capacity.
Dorvan sat and sipped his calf, eyes regarding her thoughtfully. Go on.
As I know you know, Han and I have connections in various places, she began.
Dorvan raised a hand. Please, he said. Remember, plausible deniability. She smiled a little at that.
Of course, she said. But because of those connections, we now have a lead on where Dala might be.
His eyebrows lifted slightly, an indication of great surprise.
Is that lead something you can share?
Not until it's verified, Leia said.
Ah, so you're trying to decide where you could help the most, Dorvan said.
Leia nodded. This political jumble that you're having to deal with now, I understand it. I'm in a unique position, and I can help you through it. I can help all of us through it.
You can, and you are unique, he agreed. You're a Jedi, so they trust you to represent them fairly. But we both know that beneath those brown and cream robes beats the heart of a born diplomat. Even Dala knew that. She gave a small, self-deprecating smile.
Guilty as charged, she said. Which is what makes this so difficult.
Do you trust these sources? I'm sure there are plenty of beings out there who would love to lead you both on a wild Karnak chase.
I do, Leia replied. They're sound.
He was silent for a moment, then spoke thoughtfully. To be able to put Dala on trial fairly and publicly would eliminate any lingering doubt as to the legitimacy of the current administration. I can't think of any other single action that would do more to heal the GA and get things back on track so that it could become an effective institution. No offense to your skills, Jedi Solo, but even the best you could bring to the table would pale in comparison.
None taken, which is why this is something I feel I need to do, Leia said.
Then do so, he smiled slightly, and it reached his eyes, turning them warm for a moment. And I say this as earnestly as is possible. May the Force be with you.
Leia thought about whom they were trusting to deliver the information on Dala's whereabouts and gave him a wry smile.
Believe me, she said, we're going to need it.